Orla Perek Base Mishnah Dalad 2-4. We're now going to discuss scenarios where even 1 against 100 for Truma or against 200 for Orla and Kilai Kerem may not be enough. And that's going to be a case where the effects of the prohibited substance, the Isser, is Nikeret, is evident in the mix. So your classic case of that will be what's called a Mechametz, a leavening agent. And that's one of the things our Mishnah will discuss. That's a good illustration. So the scenario is, our very Mishnah will say, if you take some leavening agent, like some sourdough, fermented dough, and you put it into some chulin dough, so that will cause the whole dough to rise. That's how they did it in the time of the Mishnah, when they didn't have yeast, so they got the yeast from the fermenting old dough. So if you have a loaf of bread which has risen, it's clear that you put some sa'or, some sourdough in at the outset. So the point of the Mishnah is, if for argument's sake, say that sourdough was challah, which is a form of truma, and normally the rule is you need to have 100 times against the iser truma to make the mixture permitted. But even if you have, let's say, 1,000 times, just for argument's sake, of regular dough, chulin dough, against the piece of fermenting sa'or, the leaven, the sourdough, since the final cooked loaf of bread has risen, it's screaming that there was sa'or, leavening agent, inside this bread. That's why it's risen. And if it happens to be that it was less than 100 times, less than 1/100 of the whole mix, less than 1 against 100, so it doesn't matter. It's not batel because its presence is clear and its effect in the mixture is nikeret, it's evident to all. That's the gist of the Mishnah. Here, the actual words of the Mishnah are a little tricky because there's a girsa issue. I'm going to go with the Rambam's girsa, even though almost for sure you don't have it in your Mishnayos, because it seems it's very difficult to read the words without that. The Mishnah says, Kol mechametz v'hametabel, anything which is mechametz, it's a catalyst, so it causes something to do chimutz, to rise, to leaven, and a mitabel, or a spice, which infuses something with a strong taste. So that, now the girsa that I'm going to use, the Rambam's girsa is midameya betruma. It causes a truma, a mixture that contains truma, to become a dimua mixture, meaning a mixture of chulin and truma, which is forbidden for a non-kohen to eat, even though it's not pure truma. The reason why is because there's no third category of things that cause truma mixtures. So it's a mechametz and a mitabel, a leavening agent and a spice. Does midameya betruma, does cause truma to become a forbidden mixture. Uva orla, uvi kilahai kerem. And same goes for orla and kilahai kerem. Meaning again, if for argument's sake, your leavening agent, remember we saw in the previous parak that they used to take the sap from unripe figs and use that to curdle cheese. So same idea. If you have, you add a tiny bit of unripe fig sap to some milk, and as a result, you have cheese. So even if there's more than 200 times milk against the catalyst from the figs, the orla figs, so the mixture still is forbidden because the presence of the orla from the fig is screaming, here I am, because you have cheese and not milk. The same would go with kilai hakerem, same idea. So all those cases are osir, meaning that if there is an effect of leavening, a mechametz or metabel, a strong flavor coming, so then the rule of 100 falls away. And we're still strict past 100. Ubeis Shammai Omrim Af Mitame. A different point altogether, says Beis Shammai, nothing to do with Isser and Heter, but rather issue of Tumah and Tahara. He says that the same way you can't say that the source of Isser, the leavening agent, is gone if the bread has risen, so also you can't say, says Beis Shammai, according to the Mishnah here, you can't say that the source of Tumah, if for argument's sake, the leavening agent, that sourdough, was Tame, and it's put into the loaf, the big volume of dough. So you can't say that there's no source of tumah here, and therefore Beis Shammai, according to this Mishnah here, would make the entire mixture tameh, because you have dough into which you added a piece of tameh leaven, and the leaven certainly is significant, so the tumah is not batel and it spreads. Beis Hillel disagrees, and they say, La'olam enu matame. They say, no. The source of tumah could never be that piece of leavening agent, ad shehei bo kebeitza, unless the volume of the leaven, the sourdough, was a kebeitza in size, the size of of an egg with two olives amounts. And the reason for that is because the general rule across the board that we say always, and if in the next mission you'll see, perhaps even Shammai said as well, here, that you cannot convey tumah, a foodstuff that's less than a kibbutz in size can never convey tumah. And that's from the halacha. Anyways, that's our mission. It seems like there's a machlokas over here, perhaps. And if there is, the halacha is like Beis Hillel, but regarding tumah, but stand by, because the next mishnah will actually perhaps overturn that altogether.